name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. Steve Stevens. They call me El Scorcho in these streets, especially the way that we scorched those bookies over the last weekend in these horse races.
That's right, man. We've been killing it. Anybody who's been calling Jack the Track has definitely been making that money.
Guys, we have been murdering people. And in the beginning of the show, right off the bat, I want to call somebody out, okay? I want to call out Sean Mooney. For all my guys out there that do sports, I want you to call this guy and collect my $4,500. His name is Sean Mooney. His phone number is 941-259-7880. Here's a guy, like I said, guys, making you money isn't the problem. It's getting the guys to pay.
Right.
There's so many people out there that all they want to do is win. They just need a guy that can win and they're willing to pay. Somehow I get all the guys that win and don't want to pay, which is very disgusting. Anyway, the guy Sean Mooney is his name. He picked up over $11,000 this weekend for the closing day of Santa Anita. He hit a 45-1 long shot. He hit a 20-1 plus a pick, 50-cent pick, that paid $760. He had that bet four times for a total of $6,800 payout, paparazzi. Called him the next day. I cut a deal with him, okay?
Right.
It was $388, and we were doing 40% commission, working with me and Jack the Track personally, getting all my inside shit, everything that I have. Mm-hmm. So the guy makes $11,000. He owes us $4,500. That was on Monday. We haven't heard from him since. So Sean Mooney, shame on you. Eat a dick. And all my guys out there, make sure you give him a call and collect that money for me. And go ahead and send me my half. Fair enough?
Right, fair enough, but shout out to the guys who did keep their word.
There were 37 guys. Other guys that got paid. Don't get me wrong. We wrote $87,000 in business off one horse race, so I don't want you to feel too bad for me. But the point is, guys, is we're on fire in these fucking horses. We're making you a ton of money. We're not betting favorites. We're hitting off long shots.
We are.
As you guys know, the whole idea about horses is hitting a long shot, getting value for your money.
Yep.
It's not every day you hit a 45-1 and a 20-1 in the same fucking race. You know what I'm saying?
And we had a couple strategies, guys, in the Belmont. We did play some numbers, some long shots. We did have Tis the Law as well. So anybody who did call, you know we did hit the Belmont there. And again, we're on fire in horses. There's a big card this weekend in the Belmont. Got some other tracks going as well. So make sure you call 877-220-6540 for Jack the Track.
That's right. Well, Los Alamitos starts Friday.
Yes.
Then we got Del Mar where the surf meets the turf.
July 10th.
So, that's correct. So everybody needs to get excited. Build your bankroll for NBA and baseball off horses. We're getting paid. Guys, you got to know me. You think I'm just sitting around and have my thumb up my ass? I'm doing whatever it takes to make fucking money. Am I out there betting golf? No. But when it comes down to the horses, I got all my fucking ducks in a row, and we're getting paid. So like I said, get ready for Los Alamitos, and let's go get this fucking money. You know what I mean,
sir.
Poppy? Anyway, guys, it's June 25th, 2020, podcast number 270. And we're making plenty of fucking money,
it's
all
time.
I can tell you.
It's time.
Our show airs every Thursday. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball, NASCAR, NFL news, NHL news, and more importantly, we're doing a $1,000 giveaway.
Yes, sir.
You heard what I said, a $1,000 giveaway. Should I just do it now?
Yeah.
I tell you guys what. Here's what we're going to do. I know that everybody's having tough times out there. I want to share my wealth a little bit, so here's what I'm going to do. All you guys have to do is make a comment on my podcast that airs tonight, and you have to put a comment in my last one or two Instagram posts that says, invest in yourself. All you guys got to do is go to my Instagram and the podcast and put invest in yourself. You will be entered in 10 times to win $1,000 cash. On Saturday, I will do the drawing live, and I want to say good luck because somebody's going to win $1,000 cash. And like I said, the more entries you put in, the better chance. What I'm going to do this time is say, fuck it, unlimited amount of entries.
Yeah, if they come on the live chat as well, I think they should get something else too, because
you'll get 5 entries on the live chat.
Very good.
You'll get 5 entries on the podcast, and I'm going to give you 10 entries for a post on Instagram.
Perfect.
That all you got to do is say, invest in yourself, and one of you guys is going to win $1,000 Saturday from El Scorcho himself. One thing about me is I like to share the wealth, and you guys could use it right now, plain and simple. Hopefully that computer doesn't randomly pick a fucking millionaire like our last $500 drawing as well. Yep. I know a lot of people were pissed, but hey, it was completely random.
Yep.
I do everything up and up. And like I said, are you going to be that $1,000 winner? Make sure you put in, invest in yourself, and I'm going to release on Saturday who wins that $1,000 cash. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at VIP Sports. And if you don't want to call us, direct message me is the best way to get a hold of us. You can also send a friend to subscribe to our podcast to get another 10 entries into the show.
There you go.
Into the drawing. How's that sound?
As long as they're not a subscriber, anybody new, that sounds great.
Listen, you want to get a hold of us, 877-220-6540, or go to our website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. If they want to advertise with us, Poppy, what do they do?
Well, it's real simple. If you're watching or listening to this podcast, you own a small business or work at a company interested in getting involved with this booming sports betting industry, send us an email over at advertising@VIPSportsLasVegas.com. We will get back to you with all the details on how you can become a sponsor of the show.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And like I said, guys, more importantly, Master Closer 101. We said make sure you put invest in yourself. Well, that's what you actually need to do. As you guys know, Master Closer 101 is here. It's time to invest in yourself. This is my brand new online virtual training course on Lightspeed's VT's incredible platform that will turn your mouthpiece into a weapon by teaching you modern day techniques of becoming a master closer. Plain and fucking simple. No matter what industry you work in, increase your confidence, increase your knowledge, increase your production, and increase your closing rate by enrolling in Master Closer 101 today. With this online course, you will learn everything you need to know when it comes to selling, closing, persuading, and creating influence. I am launching Master Closer 101, offering a special grand opening package of only $398 for individual users and $598 per month for companies up to 20 user accounts. You want to change your company? You want me to run your company? You want to get rid of that tired-ass manager that's not increasing your volume? Make sure you take advantage of Master Closer 101. Go to MasterCloser101.com today to purchase or email at admin@MasterCloser101.com with any questions. If there's one thing you need to invest in during these difficult times, it's yourself. Invest in yourself as you are the best asset that you have. We're going to run a little clip right now to get you motivated for Master Closer 101, and we'll be back with the show. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Stevens. I want to be the first to congratulate you on taking the first step of becoming a Master Closer. This course is going to give you the life skills to be the best salesman you could possibly ever be. A guy that doesn't take no for an answer. A guy that's willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Remember, being a Master Closer isn't a skill. It's a way of life. It's what took me from a normal bottom guy to a multimillionaire overnight. This course is going to teach you how to turn your mouthpiece from a BB gun to an Uzi overnight. A guy that does whatever it takes to get the job done, but you have to apply yourself. I want you to take this course very, very serious. I want you to study it because it works. It's the same formula for success that made me a multimillionaire, and I want you to do the exact same thing. So I want you to apply yourself, stay focused. You can do anything you put your mind to as long as you're up for it. This course is going to give you absolutely everything you need from A to Z to be the best salesman, not only at your office, but in the world. I want to wish you guys good luck. Let's go get this money. Let's stay focused, stay dedicated, and you will get the results that you're looking for. Fair enough? You do like making money, correct? I'm Steve Stevens. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer. Whether you're here in town on business or to flat out gamble, don't forget, Sports betting is a multi-billion dollar industry, and you deserve your fair share. Call 877-220-6540 or go to VIPSportsLasVegas.com, mention this ad, and get a $500 personal play absolutely free. See you in the winner's circle. So hopefully that motivated you guys. During this time that you're down right now, you have to learn how to be the best salesman you could possibly be. Sales runs this world, and I want to make sure you guys get your fair share of this trillion-dollar industry. Everybody can better themselves. Even the best salesman in the world forget certain elements at certain times. Refresh yourself, rebrand yourself, and turn yourself into a beast, because not only do you deserve it, but so does your family.
Plain and fucking simple.
If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, make sure you join the live chat we have on the first airing of each episode. We pre-tape the podcast. Well, we'll be on the live chat tonight to mix it up with you guys to answer any questions. Be sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And when you do, click the subscribe button. Make sure you also click the notification button. That way you get notified to all the posts and everything we do. As always, we appreciate all your thumbs up and comments. You can also listen to the VIP Sports Podcast on Alexa or any other podcast platform. And now it's time to up your swagger with the Absolute Blowout Winner merchandising line. I just heard that it's, you know, a couple days away. We're coming out with the masks, guys.
That's right.
We're coming out with the Absolute Blowout Winner mask. And more importantly, we're coming with the Fair Enough mask. I can't see any mask being harder than that. Fair enough.
I think it's going to be amazing. It'll be here shortly over here in Nevada tonight at 12 a.m. It's going to be mandatory to have to wear masks out in public. So
if you're going to go out with a mask, you might as well go out in style.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If it was up to me, I'd have a Louis Vuitton mask for you. But I'm going to put the Fair Enoughs and the Absolute Blowout Winner. Imagine you go into a store, you got your mask on, they look at you. Fair enough. What are you going to say in return? Fair enough.
Fair enough.
That answers everything right there, guys. So make sure when you see that hit our merchandising line, you cop one of those masks. Let's get right into Major League Baseball, Poppy.
Well, let's go.
The Yankees and the Dodgers are co-favorites to win the World Series at plus 350. The Astros are next at plus 1,100, followed by the Atlanta Braves and Minnesota Twins at plus 1,500. If I was going to take a shot, I would put a little money on that Minnesota Twins at plus that 1,500. As I told you earlier, I like the New York Yankees to win the World Series this year. However, we're going to have to ask Big Skipper, the guy that I pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get information on and millions of dollars a year to work for my company. So we'll bring him on the podcast, see who he likes for the World Series. But I don't think we're really worried about World Series right now. We're worried about seeing baseball play and making money in normal play. You know what I mean?
Well, and the Big Skipper's champions that he picked last year, the Washington Nationals, they're 18-1, and so are the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, guys, it's a good thing that we have baseball back. They agreed, well, they didn't really agree, but the commissioner installed his power to make them have a season. It's going to be 60 games. There's a couple of rule changes that a lot of guys aren't familiar with. So I'm going to put that on blast right now for you. First off, this season there will be a universal DH, so both leagues are going to have the DH. There's been a lot of talk about expanded playoffs. That looked like that was going to happen. That will not happen this year. It will be the same playoff format with each league having five teams to go to a traditional playoff. So that's going to be the playoff format. Now, interestingly enough, when you go to extra innings starting this year, each team at the half inning will have a runner start on second base. So it's not going to be traditional go to the innings and start off with the three outs. It will be three outs, but each team will have a runner start at second base. So this will create some good things, possibly on the run line. You know, if you have a team minus 1.5 runs, if you're in the bottom of the inning, you've got a chance to blast off a home run and cover that run line, which will be an advantage. It might be some extra runs because you're going to have a guy on second base for each team. So just a couple of different rules this year that's going to go into that. But hopefully we're going to have baseball. Some teams are already have guys testing positive with COVID. But baseball has a contingency plan, and they are planning to go ahead. So let's just hope that the guys can stay safe and we can get this going. Baseball is set to go.
Wear your fucking masks.
There you go, right
there.
Wear
your fucking mask. Doesn't matter if you feel like you're getting coarse in some new world order. Wear the fucking mask for the next 90 days so you don't fuck up sports or sports betting. Please.
Thank you. Baseball is set to begin. Opening day will be July 24th or 25th. That is yet to be determined. But like he just said, guys, we're responsible for getting sports going. It's a free-for-all right now. People think you don't have to wear masks, you don't have to social distance. COVID is going up everywhere, and especially in the places where we're supposed to have sports. Wear your mask, do the social distancing, clean your hands. COVID is still around, and if we want sports, we need to do our part.
According to the senior odds maker at Caesars Palace Sportsbook, the short 60-game season has odds maker a little worried that a long shot could do major damage. Teams like Toronto at 75-1, Colorado at 100-1, and Detroit at 250-1 are teams that Caesars expected to see action on. So, like I said, man, with a short season, yeah, something like that could easily happen.
Yeah, this year, I mean, you could have a young team get hot.
It's a crapshoot.
You could have some veterans, not come back and be ready.
Don't forget, in this deal, not every player has to play.
Correct.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of all-stars that probably won't be playing.
Yeah, these guys are right now are being forced to come. They're not getting the money. And interestingly enough, everybody thinks that these players all get their money, and me too at times. I think guys are overpaid. 47% of the league right now are going to make under $100,000.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line is you have to give up a little to get a lot.
Yes.
So if you guys have to basically charge this season to the game, knowing that you're going to have your tens and hundreds of millions of dollars, just please help us out, players. Please, I ask you, please. According to the NASCAR, moving into NASCAR, the number one news story a few days ago, without doing any investigating, NASCAR and reported that a noose was found hanging in Wallace's NASCAR garage. But the FBI investigation revealed that it wasn't a noose. It was just a pull-down rope for the garage door that had been there for a year. They asked me what my thoughts are. Should NASCAR have investigated before releasing such a huge story with Bubba Wallace? What the NASCAR should have did was go through the garage and make sure there wasn't anything like that even around. And my question is, like me and Veronica were just discussing, out of all the drivers, how come it was in his station?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. They did today.
They knew it was there for a year. Why is it in his station? A noose looked like rope for the garage door.
Yeah, they released a picture today, and it definitely
looks
like
a noose. It's a fucking noose.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, the odds you've got 40 drivers there, and the odds that he gets that one is very questionable. I mean, that does seem suspicious. But I do have to say one thing. Bubba Wallace, hats off to you. I think
you're
love the star
the dude.
Of the week.
I love him.
The way the young man has handled it, I think.
Superstar.
First class. The way NASCAR handled it, the other drivers getting behind him the way they did, I think they handled it first class in every single way.
Yeah, congratulations to NASCAR for how they backed him up and all that type of shit. I mean, is he a top 20 driver? No. But the guy is a good dude. And he's handling it very, very well. Stop the racism. Stop the bullshit. And let's live life as one. Doesn't matter what race you are. We're all human beings. Understand that. And if you're racist, take your ass to another country and get the fuck away from us. Plain and simple. The NFL and the NFL Players Association have agreed on a July 28th start date for training camp to begin.
They did. A couple NFL stories that came out this morning. The Hall of Fame game between Dallas and Pittsburgh, which I was looking forward to, has now been canceled. That kind of sucks. That was the first preseason game to go. Hopefully, that's not the beginning of more cancellations to start. And also, this year's Hall of Fame class has been canceled. It's going to be moved to 2021. So they're planning a big celebration, really big enshrinement class for 2021.
You think it's going to be a big celebration? Well, you're missing something. What about the Pro Bowl game in Las Vegas 2021? That'll be a party?
I think that's going to be a party.
If you guys are going to make reservations a year in advance for something, I would make it to come to Vegas for the Pro Bowl. It will be a star-studded major event.
Yes.
It'd be a little bit more than sitting in Hawaii with a boring-ass fucking game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the NFL today also, to recoup some of the money from ticket losses, because no fans in the stands, the lower level in the stadiums is now going to be open to companies to advertise and market. So there's going to be some kind of advertising platform in the lower bowl of the stadiums so the stadiums and teams can get that revenue back. You like that idea?
Yeah, I do. They got to do something to pay all these fucking people. The players don't want to pay them. The owners don't want to. What about all the concession stands, the janitors, everybody that's involved? Dr. Anthony Fauci gave a warning to the NFL about the danger of starting the season on time. But Baltimore Ravens coach John Harbaugh said, I'm not going to run for cover, and the NFL isn't going to either. Harbaugh said, we will get through this, we will take the necessary precautions, and we're going to bring NFL back Harbaugh, I love you. NFL, I love you. Get it back going, and let's get this fucking money and give us something to get excited about to make America strong.
I totally agree with him. I think it's a fundamental decision that us as a country and us as a world and with sports are going to have to, you know, decide. COVID is here, and right now it's here to stay until there's a vaccine. We need to do everything we can as a nation and as a world to take precautions, but I think sports has to make that decision. Take the precautions, and you've got to go ahead, or are you going to just stop? Every time somebody gets COVID, are you going to stop? I mean, for the next forever, every time someone gets COVID, are we stopping sports, or are we going to do the best we can, have contingency plans, and move on?
Move on. The NFL has narrowed down its hub cities
NHL.
To host. NHL has narrowed down the list of hub cities to host the resume of play in the NHL season. Las Vegas, Chicago, Los Angeles, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Toronto. Also, Las Vegas is the current U.S. city favorite to host the playoffs unless the NHL chooses two Canadian cities. Let's keep that shit out here in Las Vegas. I don't see it happening in fucking California no matter what.
Through your information, through people I know, it is 1,000%
happening in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. As the West Coast city. The East Coast city is possibly going to be Toronto, but there's you have a closed border situation right now. Right now, you can't come from Canada to the U.S. and vice versa.
However, there's enough fans to support it in Canada, considering
yes.
Everyone in Canada loves fucking hockey.
And I love Canada.
So I love Canada, too. Shout out to my boy Dino in the casino out there. Shout out to my boy John out there with Premier Sports in Florida. But more importantly, like I said, let's bring it out to Las Vegas. As long as we have the hub in Las Vegas and the other one in Toronto, it'll support NHL 100%.
Yeah, in the NBA today, guys, it came out that four Toronto Raptors players have tested positive for COVID. Lots of guys are coming out over in Denver. Nikolai Jokic, he's over in Serbia. He's currently in quarantine, delaying his return. So there's guys in the NBA that are definitely hadn't been practicing social distancing, probably out partying and stuff, but they're all said to be in good health. Not really suffering any side effects and everything. So I think this is just going to be something that we're going to get used to. Players on teams are going to have COVID. They're going to have to quarantine. And after quarantining, assuming they're healthy, they're going to rejoin the team. So you're going to hear a lot of guys are testing COVID, positive for COVID, but they are seeming to do fine and will rejoin the teams. And let's just hope we can get sports going. We all want it. We all need it. And we're definitely ready for it. That's for sure.
Well, no shadow of a fucking doubt. At the end of the day, guys, like I said, we just wanted to come in and knock out a quick podcast to let you guys know that horses, we've been making a ton of money. There's a bunch of more horses coming up right now, so don't get too depressed. The goal is to make you guys enough money in horses
yes.
to be ready for baseball and basketball, which is going to be at the end of July, which is about 30 days away.
We're ready.
And I want to make sure that you guys are ready. Make sure you up your game. Make sure you purchase Master Closer 101. Go to MasterCloser101.com. Up your game. Turn your mouthpiece from a BB gun to an Uzi, because in the way the world is right now, you're going to need to be the best salesman you could possibly be just in order to survive. For $398, it'll be the best money you've ever spent in your entire life. And more importantly, don't forget to go to our pregame podcast. What's it called?
The live chat.
The live chat. Don't forget to put a comment into the podcast. Don't forget to send a friend to our Instagram. And don't forget to make a post on Instagram that says, invest in yourself. Somebody's going to win $1,000, and I want to make sure it's you. I'm excited. Everything's getting back to normal. Sports betting's going to be back very, very soon. Everybody can use a second income, and I'm going to do my best to make sure I make you guys enough money to make up for this first shitty half of 2020. Remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I will make sure that I make you guys more money than you can possibly imagine, because everybody needs it. And it's not because I want to, it's because I have to. It's in my nature to do that. One thing about me, I come from nothing. I was born with nothing. Nobody ever gave me nothing. I had to earn every fucking dollar that I've ever got. For you guys out there that are looking for handouts, the only thing you're going to get is shit in your fucking mouth. Go earn your money. Go represent your family. And more importantly, represent yourself. Invest in yourself. Go to Master Closer 101. And as far as sports betting, VIP Sports is opening July 1st. All you got to do is call me. We're going to have a lot of pre-ordering. We're going to have a lot of early bird specials. Make sure you take advantage of it. Make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you stay safe. And on the behalf of VIP Sports and myself and my family, we love you guys. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next week. Fair enough? Steve Stevens, Dan Brown.
We on these phones taking big wigs down. We the best, so you gotta pay for us. And we don't work for free, you gotta pay for us. Money talks, you know the rest. We got the best formula for success. One game a day, not every day. If you don't sign up with us, this is what we say. And tell a hater I said. And tell your bitch I said.